iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
This is my absolute favorite show in all of Southern California, and this could be considered the Pebble Beach of the South. That's how incredible this car show is. Stunning setting along the La Jolla coastline, 130 gorgeous cars on display, absolute works of art.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with Clinton Kwan, the professor.
Hello, Tom.
When I point to you, that means say something. Hello. So this podcast is special because this is actually the second time in iDrive SoCal history that we're covering the Professor Clinton Kwan's favorite automotive show. And that is the, did you say it's 15th annual?
The 15th annual La Jolla Concorde Elegance.
And I saw pictures of it, so last year when we posted it on the website, we weren't so big in pictures. It was more podcast and less kind of post and pictures. But this time we're going to have a ton of pictures. So if you're not listening on iDriveSoCal.com, definitely go there and check out the pictures. And if you have a chance, go hit this show because it is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous setting. The cars are phenomenal.
Yes, yeah, stunning setting.
It's, you know, and you almost don't need to be a car person to go and appreciate it because
no, you don't.
These cars are such high value that they're literally works of art. Where one of the founders of the museum, I love his quote, went something to paraphrase, they're going to live on. We're just custodians of them. Meaning these very high-value classic cars. We're just custodians of them while we're here on this earth. But the cars are going to live far beyond us, right? Yes. A lot of them already have. And that's really cool. You know, when it's a different way. And the La Jolla Concorde Elegance not only has those cars there, but in a setting that is just breathtaking. And I don't want to steal your thunder. I know this is your favorite show. Take it away.
Yes, Tom, this is my absolute favorite show in all of Southern California. And this could be considered the Pebble Beach of the South. That's how incredible this car show is. As you mentioned, stunning setting along the La Jolla coastline at Ellen Browning Scripps Park. And the weather was just fantastic this past weekend for the car show in the 70s. Blue skies, couldn't ask for anything better. And 130 gorgeous cars on display, absolute works of art, everything from cars from the 1930s or earlier, some of the most elegant automobiles, Bugattis, Duesenbergs. In fact, a 1935 Duesenberg did win the best of show, all the way up to modern sports cars.
And the Bugatti that caught my eye, and you have a couple of pictures of it, is that one with, I mean, you can't even really see the tires with the fenders kind of come around.
Yeah, the covers.
The Bugatti. Yeah. And I don't know what that is, a 20s or 30s or something. But I
believe that from the 1930s, yeah.
That thing looks like a flying car.
Yes, it
and
does.
And it's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
So the whole concept of these things being works of art on wheels and works of art that are going to, I mean, shoot, that car's already outlived people, lots of people.
Yes. And that's that car right there is really what epitomizes a Concorde Elegance. You look at a car like that, right? That is elegance on wheels. That is really the definition of elegance on wheels.
From every angle.
Yes.
Now, and I mean, the value of that has to be hundreds of thousands, if not I wouldn't be surprised if it was multiple millions.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the millions. A car like that absolutely could easily be in the millions of dollars.
So at a show like this, are you able to walk right up to those cars and kind of hang your head in and maybe take a picture of the cockpit area, or absolutely, are they stanchioned off?
Oh, really? Yeah. And that's what's so great about going to an event like this, a Concours d'Elegance, where you can really get up close to the cars and look inside the cars. And the owners, they love talking about their cars. So you can really get into a conversation with them and get all the details about the cars that you wouldn't be able to get anywhere else.
And in this sense, it's like going to an art exhibit where the artist is there talking about their work.
Yes.
But instead, it just happens to be somebody that's really rich.
Yeah.
Right? Or is taking care of a collection, right? A curator of some sort. Talking about the precious gem that he or she owns. Now, not everybody knows what a concourse is. If you've heard us talking about them in the past, then you do know. But for those that don't know what a Concours d'Elegance is, will you please just real brief?
Yes. A Concours d'Elegance, the term is French for a competition of elegance. Now, the original Concours d'Elegance, it was actually a fashion show where the cars were used as props. Now, in today's Concours d'Elegance, the cars are the stars, and the owners of the vehicles, they'll dress up in the same time period as their cars.
Okay, so I just learned something new. I didn't know that the original Concours d'Elegance was the cars were props.
Yes.
Did that happen in France, or was that?
I don't know the details of that, but
next year we're going to need to know that.
Yes.
Or the next Concours that we cover. It's spelled with an S at the end, but it's Concours, correct? Well, or is it Concours?
I believe it's pronounced Concours d'Elegance. Yeah, d'Elegance. Silent.
Competition of elegance.
Competition of elegance.
And there's literally a competition. Now, there's not big cash, high value prizes, but these are very nice trophies with extraordinary bragging rights, right?
Yes. Yeah, it literally is a competition. There is an awards ceremony that takes place that runs for about 2 hours that takes place in the afternoon. And in the morning, they have a panel of judges for each of the different classes of vehicles. And I believe for this one, there were, if I remember correctly, 24 different classes of vehicles.
Wow.
But then they have all these specialty awards. I believe there was something like 15 specialty awards on top of that.
Anybody not get an award?
Oh, there's a lot of cars that don't get an award.
I'm kidding.
What's really amazing, and what I love about going to a car show like this, is not only do you get to see the cars, especially when you go in the morning, but then in the afternoon, all the award-winning cars, all the first-place winners, you get to see the cars in motion as the owners drive the vehicles up to the staging area where they get presented with their first-place award.
And the funny thing is, every now and then you get one of these cars that doesn't start or needs to be pushed up, right?
Yes. Every once in a while.
Multi-million dollar car that just won an award.
Yeah.
that needs to be pushed.
Usually there could be one or two cars, but the majority of them, they're all.
And they're works of art, but they're still mechanical. And,
yes.
And you know, some of them are very old, so you're going to have that. Now, there is a fee for these types of shows, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
And it's not insignificant, right? It's usually a $50, $60, $75 ticket?
Yes. For this one, well, they had different levels, ticket pricing levels,
sure,
but also depending on when you purchased the tickets. Now, if you purchased it way in advance, I believe the early bird pricing was around $60 or $65 for general admission.
Uh-huh.
Then it went up to, I believe, $75 on the day of.
Okay.
That's for general admission. Now, there's also the VIP.
That's where you get those fancy drinks that you got pictures of,
where
right?
You get, yes, you get the open bar, you get all the nice drinks, and you also get food from, there were about 15 restaurants from San Diego, throughout San Diego, some of the finer restaurants in San Diego.
It's not In-N-Out Burger either.
No, you're getting some really, really good food. Filet mignon.
Right. It's good. It's good food. It is a nice, it is a nice thing to do. Even if you're not a car person, it is a really nice thing to do. And people get dressed up.
It's more of like, I would say, a lifestyle event than just a car event.
Sure.
Yes.
People get dressed up. And speaking of getting dressed up, this being Professor Kwan's favorite show, you got to go to iDriveSoCal.com. Check out the pics on this post, because you'll see the professor in his full Concours d'Elegance regalia. And it's a sight, let me tell you.
Oh, Christian got so many compliments on both days.
Yeah, the professor's son, the associate professor has almost matching outfits, and they look real cool together.
Snappy. I like to dress up like my son.
Snappy. There you go. All right. Well, what else about the La Jolla 15th annual La Jolla Concours d'Elegance?
As I mentioned, just an incredible display of vehicles, about 130 vehicles. But then what's great about this show is there's also a lot of new car dealers there. So you get to see some of the newest vehicles out there, including there was a Ferrari 488 Pista. There was a Bugatti Chiron. Lincoln had their display of vehicles.
I'm sure they're not selling Hondas and Toyotas to the folks that are displaying their cars. Like, yeah, look at my $3 million Bugatti. And this one dealer's like, dude, did you see the RAV4? You know, hey, it's top of...
I wouldn't mind seeing the new Supra there.
Hey, I love Hondas and Toyotas. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that if you're displaying your $3 million Bugatti, you're probably not a Honda Accord driver. Maybe. But
you'd be surprised.
I know.
Those are their daily drivers.
But, you know, they're going to like go buy one of those at a dealership, like toss their Amex Black card and... And just run that. I honestly don't know. I would love to know what it's like to have a $3 million car and live the lifestyle that surrounds owning a $3 million car that I take to Concours d'Elegances.
One day, Tom.
One day. If I just do a bunch more podcasts, maybe one day. All right. Professor, thank you as always. Is there anything else? We good?
We're good.
All right. Make sure you check out the pictures on iDrive SoCal. Not only the professor and his awesome outfit, but seriously, we're going to have a bunch of pictures of really, really cool cars, fine works of art, beautiful automobiles, and you know, check these things out. At the same time, go to the iDriveSoCal.com events calendar for other upcoming Concours d'Elegances that are coming up in Southern California, as well as other auto shows that are coming up. We have the Professor's Awesome Auto Show in June coming up, then not too long from now. And then, of course, there's the spectacular September of auto shows that'll be later on this year. But we're getting into that auto show season, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's approaching.
Was there something else you wanted to say?
The date has been set for next year. So next year, it's actually going to take place on the third Sunday, because next year, Easter is going to take place on April 12th.
And in this case, you're speaking of the La Jolla Concours d'Elegance.
Yes, so the La Jolla Concours d'Elegance.
Which you already have on your calendar.
Oh, absolutely. You don't even need to ask, right?
I know.
It'll be on the actual car show will be on the 19th, but they have a full weekend of events. There's a very lavish party that takes place on Friday night and Saturday night as well. And then, the other thing we forgot to mention is new for this year. They had a sip, stroll, and shopping event that took place on Saturday, which is also a really fun event where you can bring your kids. And I brought Christian, and you collect stickers and you can win prizes. So that's really, really cool as well.
And you can sip, stroll, and shop.
Yeah. A lot of the art galleries, they're serving wine or champagne.
It's a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great to just spend the entire weekend down there in La Jolla. Lots of art galleries, restaurants. A great way to spend a beautiful weekend in the springtime in La Jolla.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Professor, are we good?
We're good.
All right. Now we're good. Thanks again. That was the 15th annual La Jolla Concours d'Elegance. Next year will be the 16th annual Concours d'Elegance. We'll have it on the iDrive SoCal calendar at iDriveSoCal.com. Thank you for listening, as always. For Tom Smith, this is iDrive SoCal. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you too. Here's my email, tom@idrivesocal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. tom@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.